I'ma say what I feel, and I promise to keep it real.
Welcome to the Red Room. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah. So you wanna be a rider? Well, you gotta be a rider till your fears are diminished and the doubts are behind ya. It's hard to grind and the business got me stressed in the rent room. We let that shit up off our chest. You know the street nerd has got no time for no caca. Sass in class, yes, that's Mr. Bolakaja. Never have to guess when you're listening to Hilliard. He gon' bring more game than a shark playing billiards. It's all about the crap of screenwriting. It's exciting when you turn an outline into something enlightening. Your pen and words are like bullets in a gun. Write what you feel, say what you want. Welcome to the Red Room.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Hilliard Guest, and you guys are listening to the Screenwriters Rant Room. We keep it real, we keep it opinionated, we keep it what, everybody?
Wakanda forever.
Yes, we are back again with that again. We're like, hell, that's the best one. We'll actually keep it for now. Y'all know how we do it on the Rant Room. On the show, we keep I can't even think
straight. You can't even speak right now.
Girl, I'm on 3 hours of sleep for like the last 4 days.
I understand.
On the show, we discuss entertainment, TV, film, music, culture, but our focus is always screenwriting, stories, craft, and shit like that. Lisa Cult Jam is back again.
Hello.
What it is?
What it do?
How you been?
How be? How your mama now?
She the hype man. Ooh. She my Flavor Flav.
Yeah, boy. Good Lord.
Is all good in the neighborhood?
Yes, it is. I'm excited about this episode because those of us who are horror fans.
Yes.
We're going to have a little fun. Do you know any? Any horror fans?
Yeah, do you know any?
Yeah, I know some horror fans. We have a lot of horror fans.
Fucking yes. Then we got my man Chris Derrick in the house. What it is, Chris Derrick?
Doing well.
Yeah. Got his fresh little fade on. Look at him. Think he cute. He ain't nobody.
Fresh lineup. Just fresh. Fresh.
Cut it.
Exactly.
That's
summer cut. The fresh. Yes.
If you guys are grown, we're going to go ahead and get into the show. It's going to be a nice little short, quick episode for y'all. We're just a little busy today, but we love y'all. Let's get into it. What's up?
All right. So this is what's going to happen. There are a lot of horror movies that are coming out this summer. One of the biggest ones that came out before summer, that was, you know, part of my list, but since I'm not going to count it because it came out earlier, we've mm-hmm. already seen it and most people talked about it, which was Us.
Right.
So I'm going to bring up some movies that I feel that I'm excited about seeing. There's some other ones, but since we're going to make it short, I'm just going to give you a few. What I'm going to do is give you the log line, and then you guys give me a thumbs up or thumbs down whether or not you think it's worthy. And one of the last ones I want to bring up is something that I wanted to talk with you about, because I want to see if maybe the studio made a really bad mistake by doing this. So the first movie I want to talk about is, I'm really excited, because y'all know I'm a huge fan of Hereditary, right?
Right.
And y'all already know I love Ari Aster anyway, based on his short that he did, like, what is it, What Happened to the Johnsons? Or yes. And again, every time I mention that short that you can find on YouTube, I want to apologize to everyone. I want to apologize to everyone who I told to go see that, and they have not spoken to me since. So one of the things you need to understand with a lot of the horror and the stuff that I'm interested in, a lot of times it might not be everybody's cup of tea, but as a horror connoisseur, I feel like these are films and things that need to be seen and appreciated.
Just really quick, because you just hit the nail on it right there. So you and I have talked about elements of horror that we love, but let's just remind some of the kids, like, why would they look at that and be like, ooh, she's weird, I don't want to watch that? You know what I mean?
Well,
you see where I'm going?
One of my things is I watch all levels of horror. Mm-hmm. And when I say all levels, all the way up from like basic suspense to, ooh, a little bit of angst, all the way up to like torture porn, crazy stuff where it's like, ooh, yeah. You know, like Human Centipede, the stuff that just goes way too far. And my thing is this, you can go way too far, but if the story's good,
right,
I'm going to hang with you.
What'd you say, Chris?
What was that? There was a Japanese movie from like, I think the early 2000s, maybe the late 90s. It's about
the body horror one. It's
It's about the woman who was like audition. Is that what it's called?
Audition. There's one in the audition where they got these two guys wanted him to.
And they like
his wife had died, and his friend was like, "You need to date."
Yeah.
And one way of dating is, well, we can just pretend like we're going to audition women for a movie, and we can always just say that the movie funding dried up and it's not going to happen, and therefore, if you make a connection with one of these actresses, then so it already started off kind of creepy anyway.
But that scene with the piano wire.
Yes.
And him getting...
And that...
Wow.
Yeah. Like, so now Audition, let me just tell you this. Audition is pretty tame.
Is it?
Compared to a lot of stuff that I have seen. So if Audition, if Audition is your tipping point,
wow,
I would suggest that you not come with me sometimes when I go to these. This movie's only showing one time at midnight, and there's like five people, and two of them look really creepy.
Right.
By yourself. And I do that a lot, people. I don't tell people because I want people to come and find me. But yes, there's a lot of times there's films that are just like, especially foreign ones, and I have to go see it, and there's nobody to go see it, and I'm not going to wait for people. So if Audition is your litmus test to like step off, come with me some more for those of you who are a little bit braver.
Okay, got it.
So here's the one. So you know I love the guy Hereditary. And anyway, so he has this new piece called Midsommar. And you know one of my favorite horror tropes, and it comes from my love of, what's her name? Shirley Jackson. Mm-hmm. Which is the trope of a person from the big city goes to a small town. So this
fish
is,
out of
this
water.
Is, this is the thing. So it stars Florence Pugh. So this movie, the new one he has coming out, Ari Aster, who did Hereditary, it's Midsommar. And basically this woman... she's a young woman on vacation in a too charming Swedish village. As she gets to know the town's residents, she starts to wonder if everything is as cheery as it seems. Bitch, I love stuff like that. Because number one, I don't trust small towns. Mm-hmm. Because the black in me thinks about sundown towns. Right. I think about black people being in places where I don't know these people and they might try to hang me and drag me down this, because it's just right. America's like that.
And I always think about like small towns.
Small minded.
Because they're small towns, usually they're Bible Belt-ish.
Yes.
And so I always go, they're probably more cultish too.
And they might have some cultish shit going on.
And they've, you know what? And they probably, and the thing is, there's always dirt done everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In a small town, everyone knows everyone's shit anyway.
Right.
So people are kind of like, okay with the shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unless it's, I mean, and even if it's really heinous, they still
it's the culture
like,
of the town.
Yes. They'll be like, you know what? Yes. Right. We'll accept that.
Yeah. And when I saw the trailer, and I mentioned this before, I think on a past episode, when I saw the trailer, I even got nervous because when I see black characters in movies where they're the only black person there, because of the tradition of horror movies, black people always get killed or we're sacrificed or we're just weird and placed there for some weird reasons. I got a little nervous. However, because I loved Hereditary so much, and I'm going to trust that Ari is going to do something that's not going to offend me, make me upset, and have me track him down and hurt him. There's just something about the trailer, and just something about that I don't know, that description that makes me a little nervous and excited to see it. Are you guys interested? Does it sound like something you might want to see? I mean, you guys all saw Hereditary, right?
Okay.
Look, did you see Hereditary?
I did not.
Okay.
I'm not the biggest paranormal type of dude. I like more monsters.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, I'm more zombie, vampire, werewolf guy than I am paranormal. I don't like fucking with that stuff. So I don't like watching
I understand. Because paranormal, it gets kind of spiritual stuff, and it gets more real.
Church,
yes.
You don't
fuck
with that.
Yes.
So for me, I just...
Yes.
But see, see, I grew up in the
Catholic But zombies, church, you can deal with.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so some ghosts can show up. Oh my God.
Nah, I don't fuck
but
that.
You know, zombies and werewolves. Hey, you know what?
I'm good with that.
That's a genetic fuck up.
Bite my neck, bitch. Bite my neck. Turn me, bitch. Turn me.
You a hot mess. You a hot mess.
Oh, you know, is the thing. I had my
first crush was Dracula, damn
okay,
it.
So. Listen, Dracula was sexy.
Christopher Reeve.
Listen. Yeah. Dracula was sexy. I don't know what
Go
you're
ahead,
talking
Chris,
about.
I'm sorry.
Christopher Lee.
Christopher Lee.
Yes. I feel like, you know, I had issues with Hereditary. I prefer...
I remember y'all talked about that.
I prefer the paranormal stuff more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
I say this is a thumbs up. I'll probably see it.
Okay. And, you know, we talked about Us earlier, too. And we talked about when you said you prefer supernatural. And that was my criticism of Us, was I wish it would have just stayed more supernatural. Because to me, that was scarier when it's supernatural. All right. Here's the next one. It's a remake. And y'all know I love David Cronenberg.
Mm-hmm.
And you know I typically despise remakes.
Right.
But it's the Soska sisters.
I was going to say, are they doing, like a film with
They're doing Rabbit.
Doing a remake of his Rabbit.
Okay.
That's
but here's
terrible.
The thing, though. They
That's
made it.
Terrible.
But here's the thing, though. It was made like in 27. I want to say 27. It was made a long time ago, but it's just now getting out.
Hmm.
And it's opening. It was. It opened in the UK like March 25th this year. So it's one of those
Is
movies.
It a British film?
I don't want to say it's British. I just
European
want to. It's different. They're Canadian.
Okay.
I mean, they're not Canadian.
Yeah, they are Canadian.
They are Canadian.
You see, I mean, okay, the thing about the Soska sisters is. Is that, you know, I read somewhere a couple of weeks ago that they have some big pact with David Cronenberg.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of like, you know, like, so it's going to be like, you know, like David Cronenberg presents the Sosa Sisters films. And I think that, to me, is,
so
is ultimately strong enough. I don't need to see remakes and stuff like that. I just want to see what they come
up
with.
Well, here's the take. So here's, it's probably slightly different from the original. If you haven't seen the original, shame on you. David Cronenberg is one of the horror masters. And if you're a horror connoisseur, you're going to know his whole body of work. So here's the idea. So in this modern tale, a woman who undergoes experimental plastic surgery and subsequently develops a taste for blood, leaving a zombie legion in her wake.
Yes.
So this is for you.
All right.
And we'll see.
I did see this trailer.
So one of the things, though, and the only reason why I want to go see it is if these two things were not a factor, I would not be going to go see it. Number one, it's David Cronenberg.
Right.
And because I'm petty, if somebody was going to make a remake of something, I'm going to go check it out just so I can sit there and be like, bitch, it's not like the original.
Right.
Y'all, nice try, boo-boo, nice try. But it's the Sosa Sisters. So I liked their last film they did with the, and it kind of had the same premise. It had the actress like from Ginger Snaps in it.
Pour in the Trunk or something like that?
It was Mary. What is it, something American Mary?
Basically,
it was the same thing. Kind of like she was having kind of plastic surgery or something. It goes.
What they did about the whore in the trunk or the dead whore in the trunk or the dead bitch in the trunk. They had some movie like that.
Okay. They probably did. And what I love about the Sosa Sisters are these are women who are not afraid to embrace gore. People always think it's men who'll do all these gory, horrific things. And these are women who, one, they appreciate body horror, which I appreciate. And David Cronenberg is the king and the master of body horror.
Right.
If you don't know what that is, Google it. But basically, I'm excited to see that. So here's one more, and then I'll get to the one that we want to really talk about.
Can I just say something, but just in the midst of that?
Go ahead.
I got hip to that on Netflix, that Black Summer zombie show.
Okay.
It's actually same guys who do Z Nation. I was shocked because they finally took it seriously. It's not just like
it's comedy. In my queue. It's in my queue.
Contain shit. Something happens. All these people get stuck in one. They gotta find their way out. They're all like on their way.
I like those tropes too. Being stuck together. I love
being
stuck.
That's why I like it too. So, and it's like I'm like, who wrote this? This does not feel like Asylum. It feels like a real
wow.
No offense to them.
Okay,
but they took it seriously.
Wow. Okay.
They're like real.
Okay.
The zombies are
yeah.
But the characters are all fleshed out.
It's in my queue to watch, and I'm glad
back to back.
I'm glad you said that.
It's in my queue, but I might watch other things ahead of time.
Mm-hmm. All right, we talked about this movie before, and I just saw the trailer again, and I'm going to see it only because once again, I'm petty. And I'm curious.
Okay.
And as we always say with writing, curiosity. And if you can get curiosity in my mind, I'm going to be interested to come see it. So kudos to you guys. It's Ma. We mentioned this before. And I saw a different trailer this time. And it's like, I'm really curious to say. So are you guys thinking about checking it out?
Did we talk about this before?
Yeah, here it is. Octavia Spencer retains with the help and Get On Up director Tate Taylor to headline this Blumhouse psychological thriller about a woman who befriends some teenagers and lets them party in her house before some bad things happen. And the best place in town turns into the worst place on earth. That's a great line.
I watched the trailer. I don't know. I'm on the fence about that one.
This is a Netflix movie? This is a Netflix movie,
no,
isn't it?
It's going to theater.
It just felt like, this is only the trailer that I remember, like,
okay.
a week or two ago after, you know, fucking working my butt off this week.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't say I completely remember.
Mm-hmm.
But what I do remember is thinking when I stopped was, is she the only black person in this movie?
There's a black teenager.
I know, I didn't remember seeing them in the trailer for some reason, but I just remember being like, oh, great, they got the sister killing all these white people, whatever the fact. I don't know what it was, but that's how I felt when I stopped the trailer.
Here's a clue, people. If you want the black person to be the bad guy and killing a bunch of people,
I know what it is.
Have some extra black people.
I know what I thought
in the movie.
Remember, what's that movie that Samuel Jackson did where he was a neighbor and the couple?
Yes, lived?
It reminded me of that, but the girl version.
Yeah, because wasn't it there were a mixed couple and then he was turning. Yeah,
it was
it was the name of a place.
Yeah, it was like
Zoe Saldana,
something Northampton, North California.
No, they were like in like
South Bay, in the South Bay.
Listen, like the fact that we can't
like
even think of
like
the fact that we can't even think of the name of the movie tells you how well that movie did.
Anyway, but it reminded
sorry,
me of
Sam.
it reminded me of. I mean, it's different because there's more, you know, characters.
It's something terrorist, isn't it like
yeah,
like,
yeah, something terrorist.
That's
something
it.
Terrorist,
that's
like
it.
Anyway, Stonewall terrorist.
I don't know. Anyway, but it reminded me of that.
Okay, so no, Demar.
For me, no.
Okay.
For me, no, because I don't spend a lot of time watching horror movies. Okay. I mean, that's extraordinary.
The one that was going to be a no for me, I'm just going to have to slide this one in here, because it's a classic. And sometimes, even though I don't like remakes, because it's been so long, and maybe they're going to go back to being serious as Child's Play. And the only reason why is Brian Tyree Henry is in it. So I figure...
Yeah, that's a different
cast. Let me go see. If they stick to it being scary like it was a long time ago. Right. Once it started going into The Bride of Chucky and the doll, when they go camp, like they did Freddy Krueger.
I hate that.
I hate that shit. But because enough time has gone by, I might give Child's Play a chance, even though I can't stand remakes. But Brian Tyree Henry, and I love him. He's my husband.
Definitely. Lakeview Terrace was
Lakeview Terrace. You took the time to look up that movie. Sam Jackson is proud of you.
Yeah. I just, you know, because there's always an itch in my head, like, oh, why don't I know what's this movie? Because right. I knew it was Terrace, so I just didn't know the fucking figure.
Now,
I never liked the Child's Play movies when they originally came out, so I can't, I'm not, look, just because I don't like the movie doesn't matter it's a bad movie or people won't like it. I just, like, it's not my thing. Do you remember that movie that came out? Was it with Anthony Perkins? I remember Anthony Perkins called Dummy. Remember that movie?
Sounds familiar.
It's a similar horror film, but the toy came to life is haunting people.
Yeah, so
I've seen that kind of thing. I get Chucky's interesting. People like that shit, but I mean, it's a remake, and I'm so never going to watch a remake again in my life. I just don't want to see another remake.
So you don't? Oh, remake. I was thinking about sequels.
Okay, got it. Like I said, there's a ton of horror movies that are coming out.
I'm not watching more sequels either. But I mean, that's a case by case basis. Mm-hmm. I just feel like. You know, I was telling Lisa offline.
Because you like the Miss Impossible movies, right?
Love those movies.
So you okay with those?
Love those movies. Love those movies.
All right. So, like I said, there's a ton.
Okay, well, let me step that back. No, you can't.
Just right Jesus.
Okay, because Chris McQuarrie really knows how to make those movies fucking really sing in a way that most people don't know what to do. I was having this discussion with people on Twitter on Thursday. We were talking about the reason why there's a lot of people who love Indiana Jones and Temple of Doom, and then in retrospect, it's not as strong as the other films. And I don't know if it's like the problem that happens with sequels, particularly the first sequel, is, you know, it's my theory about filmmaking is that when you make the screen story, you're telling the story of the most important person, the most important day in that person's life.
Right.
And it comes up, boom, 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 and you come up to those events. So when you come to the sequel, you're basically saying, oh, what I told you was the most important day in that person's life actually wasn't, because I have something else I want to show you.
That's a good point.
Okay. And so then what usually happens in the second film, in most films that do this, is the second film is just, let's just bump up all the action.
Right.
And they fail to address, to reexamine the character. Mm-hmm. It's only in the third film, if it does get a third film, do they reexamine the character in a way that makes it exciting. And then our whole discussion was the reason why that.
You were talking about Men in Black 3, for example, on the previous episode.
But we were talking about, I mean, that's the reason why, if you look at Last Crusade, like Last Crusade really ups the ante on Indiana Jones, because it brings in his father and explains that whole twisted relationship that he has with his dad.
I'm not an Indiana Jones fan. No. I could care less.
No, yes.
All the movies were just basic to me.
So
and I was a child at the time. So
that's fine. That's fine. But then you can look at Die Hard. The same thing in Die Hard.
Don't talk about Die Hard.
But it wasn't until Die Hard 3 that they went back and they looked at John McClane's character and said,
they slowed it down again.
Wait a minute. How do we ratchet this character up, mm-hmm, as well as ratchet up the stakes, right?
Was that the one with Samuel?
Yeah.
There's only two movie remakes that I respect, and they're both horror sci-fi. Alien.
I knew it.
And Terminator.
You mean sequels? You're talking about sequels?
Yes. And I'm just, you know what? I'm going to take that back. Godfather 1 and 2.
Okay.
It's hard to do, and when it's done well, the sequel is better than the first one a lot of times. But we do it. We got to be honest. Hollywood only does it to make money. Mm-hmm. They're not about trying to make art or trying to It's about this first movie, make box office. Let's run the shit to the ground until the gravy train ends.
Right.
There's very few movies that I can think of that are good as sequels. You know, It's fun to see those characters again, but there's nothing like that first time meeting them and getting it. You're never going to get that feeling again. And it's so hard to do that. And like I said, Alien and Terminator were the only two movies I remember that made me felt that way. Like, damn.
But there's like five. I mean, five that's out of my head. There's Godfather 2, there's Empire Strikes Back, there's Aliens, there's Terminator 2. And I think Superman 2 is a strong movie too, you know?
Okay.
With Zod and shit like that. I mean, it's just a sequel.
Oh, that's Superman.
Y'all could see Lisa's.
No, I was thinking, which Superman are we talking about? Oh, the classic with Christopher Reeves.
I ain't talking about the
prototype of what Superman's supposed to be. Okay, I'll let that genre slide. But I was just thinking in terms of like horror, that thing. Okay, so here's the final one.
Wait, when you said Alien, you don't mean Alien. You would mean The Thing.
No.
Alien.
Alien and Aliens.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The sequel of that. Yeah. But right. You said a remake, too. So I'm thinking it's a remake.
No, she meant as a sequel.
Last one.
So a couple of years ago, I was really not excited about hearing people making a remake of It. Because Stephen King is like one of my favorite. We come from the same state. I'm a Maine baby. I was born in Maine. And, you know, we have our horror roots. And I remember the TV show. TV show doesn't hold up very well, but when it came out, it was like a big thing in the 80s. It was like, oh my God.
That first episode was fucking scary.
Yeah.
That was scary.
So when the new one came out and I saw who the guy was who's going to play Pennywise, I thought, okay, I like this guy. It's going to be hard to replace Tim Curry.
Right.
But we're going to give it a go. And my biggest complaint, y'all heard me tell me that a couple episodes way back a couple years ago where I said my biggest complaint with It was the fact that I felt like they should have went ahead and just told the whole story and made it 2.5 hours, 3 hours long. I would have sat through it and just completed and been done. They decided to do a two-parter. First half from their kids. And then they said, coming soon is It. All right, bitch, that was 2 years ago. So coming out. So 2019, It Chapter 2, you know, we're going to return. Right. You know, picks up 27 years after the kids, 27 years and 2 years after the first movie came out. You know, basically facing off Pennywise again, who's the killer clown. Famous. I mean, like, they got me in the first opening. If you can nail Pennywise and nail how disgusting and how scary he is, and like I told y'all, if you haven't seen it, I'm not, spoiler alert, it's too late, bitch, you should have seen it.
Tell her.
When, what's his name? Oh, what's the guy's name? He's part of that the acting family. They have those great fit. Yeah, they have those great.
Northern, is that Skarsgård who plays?
Yes, one of the Skarsgård brothers. What gorgeous
brothers, the youngest.
Oh God, brother. Gorgeous face. And it's very simple. It's a very simple scene. Now, as a child, that would have been the big clue. So they just told me this baby is stupid and he probably needs to die and we don't need to have that DNA propagating in the world anymore. But if you see a clown down in the sewer talking to you.
Mm-mm. Talking from the grate?
Mm-mm.
Talking through a grate, going, hey. And as the clown, and this is what made it superior, because the first time that Tim Curry did in the movie, it was just his voice. Like, Tim Curry just, like, used his voice to do scary stuff. And, hello. But here's what happened. He's talking. And as Pennywise is talking, his teeth start to grow, and he starts to slobber as he's talking. Now, if you've ever seen anybody who's like mentally ill or they're doing something and the discomfort you feel where you're like, I'm not sure where this is going, but this is Mick. And he wasn't like he was raising his voice. He was just talking to the little boy. Oh, we all float down here. And he's got slobber. And it was perfect. That first 10 minutes is like perfection in horror filmmaking. I thought, all right, they got me.
Right. Well, I'm saying right now.
And then he never finished it.
I saw it really late. I saw that the first, the part one of this, it might have been last fall. No, it's about a year ago. It's about this time, this time last year. I thought the movie was genius. Like I said, I don't watch horror movies, but horror movies, because I was watching them a little more after I watched Heredity. Because the one thing I love about, the one thing that horror movies do, which is the films got away from doing is, the thing I learned in the other episode about, there's that fantasy element.
Right.
The fantasy element in how you make the movie is that most films are afraid to put a director stamp on the filmmaking, but horror movies is all about the director stamp.
Right.
What he does, what she does, and that opening scene. I remember before I saw the movie, I kept seeing this photograph of like someone made a meme where Trump was. Mm-hmm. They replaced Trump with Pennywise. Yeah. And I was like, "What's that from? What's that from?" Mm-hmm. And then when I saw the movie, I was like, "Oh,
it's a masterclass in opening a horror movie."
You know, but it's like the crazy thing is, I love that final shot when he's been eaten, when he's sucked in, and he's been crushed through the thing, and it's like the overhead shot of and the blood rolling out because it's raining and shit.
It's beautiful.
It's genius filmmaking. Again, that kid though, like you said, his DNA needs to stop because kids should be smart enough to know. Mm-hmm. When you're five, do you have the ability? See,
they live in the suburbs. They ain't from the city. There's a difference between those.
I grew up in the suburbs.
But see, there's a difference to me.
Being black and white in the suburbs? Well, yes.
Yes. There is. You have an awareness.
Let a black child see a white clown
be like, in a grave. I got to roll on you.
I'm going to tell my mama.
Stick? Where mama, is my stick?
Is a white man trying to talk to me in the thing?
I got to roll.
And we coming in with some baseball bats. And we go, Pennywise would have had his ass.
It's crazy because he's like, hey, I want that boat that floated in the gutter. And I'm kind of like, motherfucker.
F that boat.
Yeah.
Go home.
Build another one. Is that a paper? Build another one.
I'd have been like, I'm going to steal another
one. I'll get another one. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm telling you,
there's a scene in that movie that I thought was one of the best. See, the thing I don't like a lot is when people like use special effects in like these really, these ways that are inappropriate in terms of just trying to like create. Keep the level of attention, but there's a scene in that movie when they're in the house at the end, and they open up the refrigerator, and Pennywise is like crushed up in there, he's like a pretzel, and then the camera kind of like spins out, like the camera's doing a spin as he's coming out, and he's unlocking and moving back into a normal shape. And I was like, fuck. That is brilliant filmmaking.
And the problem is with the first movie, it had great big moments like that, but because they ended it and saying it's going to be a part two, it felt incomplete to me. And I would have accepted it, but
that's how the original, when it first came on TV, it was a two-parter on TV.
But yeah, that's TV. We that's acceptable.
We're coming back next week.
Acceptable. Yeah, they're coming back. No, the next day. Like literally, it's like part one, and the next day was the other one. I only had to wait one night. I had to wait 2 years.
Wait 2 years for a lot of shit, though.
No.
Star Wars.
No.
Matrix.
Okay. Those of you on Twitter, those of you who saw It, can you remember what happened in the first movie? So when you go into the second one, it's 27 years later. You'll be like, wait, which one is this kid? Right. Who's this kid? This is my thing.
Everyone's face.
This is what I think should have happened. I think they should have had it because I think it came out like in the fall. And they should have had the second part in the summer.
Right.
They should have had, if they're going to do a two-parter, the movie should have been done. Mm-hmm. If not, it should have been like 2.5 hours long. Cut that other bullshit out and just have the movie come out and be done. Because of that, I don't know if people are going to go back and go see it. Those of us who are Stephen King fans.
But that's the difference, though. The horror movies are always trying to have a sequel. They're always like, I almost sold my mutilated a couple times, and everybody's like, can we make it a sequel? I'm like, no, bitch, it's a single, it's standalone movie. But we talked about that.
But when they made the movie, they knew it was going to be a two-parter.
You know?
But that's fair.
I agree with you. It was going to be a two-parter.
But 2 years? I totally agree with you. This is not something that they were thinking is box office going to allow us to make this a sequel afterwards. They knew that to tell the story, it had to be told completely. And therefore, you're right. They should have did. It came out on Halloween, around Halloween.
Yeah.
And then it should have came out in around
the next year.
It should have came out
summer.
It should have came out
in May.
It should have came out at like Memorial Day,
exactly,
or at least the following Halloween.
Right.
Not 18 months later, which is the problem now, because they knew when they make two. So anyway,
well, I don't know. My opinion is they messed up on that. I could be wrong. People might go back and go see it. I'm still going to go see it because a Stephen King fan. I just want to see how they.
But
end
who's in it? It's like Jessica Chastain.
It doesn't even matter. I hope it's announced.
It's Jessica Chastain. Like she plays.
Yeah, she plays the girl. Like the redhead girl. Yeah.
Does she really?
I'll see her because I love watching her. She's really good.
Yeah, she's really good. But I hope everybody else is just unknown because that makes it scarier to me.
Yeah.
So anyway,
just recap, what are the movies you want to see again, or you got to go through a whole list?
No, I'm going to go through. Okay. So I mentioned
Midsommar. Rabbit with the Soka Sisters.
Rabbit, yep.
It.
It.
And
something else. What was I
going to say? Oh, and I know I mentioned, I mean, it's not a movie, but it'd be cool for you to see Black Summer. On Netflix.
Oh, yeah, Black Summer, yeah.
What do you say, Black Summer?
Yeah, it's really good.
Black summer. Yeah, so it was did I mention
Child's Play?
Child's Play.
That's
Child's Play, yeah. So, like I said, there's a ton of those horror movies that are out. A lot of them were like Sundance ones that came out and a couple of film festival ones that'll be out soon. So we'll talk about those later once we can actually see them. Because, you know, when you talk about Sundance films, sometimes they never make it. So I want to just focus on films that I know for sure are coming out. And like I said, I'm really curious. I'm going to go look at the backstory for Rabbit because I know that they did that. I feel like it was done in 2017 and it's just now coming out. So I don't know if it took them a long time to get distribution. Right. But the fact it's David Cronenberg, the Soska sisters.
Yes, that seems strange to me that if they shot it so long ago.
I just think they probably couldn't find distribution right away, even with David Cronenberg's name.
That's what I'm saying. You know, and also horror films, because horror films are the one genre that they put them out whenever.
And summer is always a great time to put out your horror.
And insatiable appetite for those films.
Mm-hmm. Now, just curious, you think summer is a better time to come out with a horror film than Halloween?
Because
you think it's because of the competition or
no,
what?
No, this is my thinking, and this is from being a child and going to horror movies. The best times I've seen the horror movies have always been in the summer. You have kids out. Right. And usually horror movies, they're geared towards young people because young people want to be scared. Old people, we're scared about taxes and getting cancer and that real life stuff. You know, look, if a ghost going to live in a house, he's going to pay some rent. Right.
That's psychological,
okay?
You know what I'm saying? Horror,
we got
right?
some mortgage. The devil's moving your house. Well, look, the devil's going to be paying some rent and these light bills, okay? You can spin your head if you want to, honey, but I need those bills paid down here. Right. But I just feel like summer is always great. Plus, younger people, if they're out of school, they tend to go see movies more than one time. Yeah. I just think summer's just a great and it's warm weather. You're going out to the mall or wherever you're going.
I'm warm here, yeah.
It just seems
it's like being on vacation. Everybody's off.
Vacation. You can go see it. You love to be scared. It's just fun stuff. There's certain movies that are great that come out in the fall, right before school. But I just feel like summer. I just feel like when Jaws came out, I think of Jaws, and because I think it was summer when I saw those movies, and it was just something about.
Well, that's because at the time they used to really make the summer movie. These event driven films, and then what they've become more recently is every movie that comes out, doesn't matter summer or not, has to be an event film.
And they also have to figure out who their competition is, who's got another movie out, and then they got a juggernaut. Well, maybe we're not going to have that open in there. We're going to get slaughtered this opening weekend.
Right. Yeah, they announced today or yesterday, maybe it was Friday that the Akira remake is coming out the same day that John Wick 4 is coming out.
Nobody tripping with John Wick.
In 2024. I mean, in like 2021. I mean, it's like it's already being... I mean, there's no script yet.
They already got the date.
There's no script yet.
Interesting.
Yeah, because the whole thing they do with movies all the time, and I think it was destroyed... It's helped damage a lot of the movie industry is they set these dates, these release dates, and they force everything around.
But that's not new, though, is it?
No. But what I'm saying is that I think is contributing in the last 10 years to why movies, these event films are usually terrible.
I'm going to be curious. I don't... just as my personal opinion, I don't think the live-action Akira is going to be all that good. It's hard. I mean,
what's going to be good?
Akira.
It can't be good.
And I hate putting it out there. Usually I'm right about these things, but I don't know.
Didn't they learn from Ghost in the Shell?
They did not.
Don't be, you know, like, don't make like an anime in the movie film. Because I think the biggest thing that they'll face is, are they going to whitewash the movie? If they whitewash the movie, then you get all this kind of bullshit.
But they're going to do it anyway. They're going to do it anyway.
And so therefore, it's going to be...
Because they think we're going to get an international cast. We have all these people. And it's like... No.
It's, you know what? Akira is not an international story. It's a Japanese story.
Yep.
It'd be like trying to make Spirited Away in like the States.
Please.
Why would you do that in the States?
Please.
It's like, Jesus Christ, what are you doing?
I'm not even Japanese. I'm offended. I'd be like, no. There's a very specificity to that story.
Yeah.
And it works for that Japanese thing, and it makes me appreciate that culture. But if you try to bring it into this United States...
What was that film you were telling me about recent... You were talking about it on a podcast. I think you were describing that there was some... I feel like it was an Asian movie that they were shooting, and you couldn't... It was like you couldn't see... if he moved just a little bit this way, you would have seen some.
Oh! So it's this thing about when Kurosawa was shooting stuff like Yojimbo and Rashomon. They were like, oh, people were like, oh, dude, like that's the shot you got was such an amazing shot. Like, how'd you come up with that? And he's like, well, if I framed it just to the left, like 2 more feet, well, then you would have seen a factory, you know. Or it's like a period film.
And
when he did Rashomon, he had the sunlight stuff. We'd never seen people like direct. He's like, dude, we had to get the shot, and that's just what I had, and we just going with it. And it's like, oh, the lighting and the sun when it's going through the forest. He's like, dude, we just trying to get them shots. Sometimes you luck out. And sometimes,
look, the famous Orson Welles quote, you know, is the director's job is to preside over accidents on set.
That's have you read Akira Kurosawa's
book? I haven't read
it. I love that book. I have it. It's one of my favorite books. That's the dream, you guys. One of these days, I'm going to go to Japan, and I'm going to go to China. And when I go to Japan, I'm going because of Akira Kurosawa. I will visit his wherever he's buried at, and then go and try to look at the places where the movies were made, and then I'm going to look for Godzilla. I'm going to go stand in front of Mount Fuji and be like, Gojira! Come, stop everybody out.
That's how his name is in Japan.
Yeah, Gojira, the kaiju. Gojira. I'm going to release all the kaiju. Gojira! Mothra, please be real.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Ooh, look at you making a mess.
It's all good. Anyway. So thank y'all. Cool, fun episode. Where you at, Chris? Derek?
I am at unauthorized CBD on Twitter and Instagram. Yeah,
awesome.
That's it.
Lisa Colt Jam.
Hey, I'm on what?
Why
fresh
you gotta be yelling
hell?
All in my ear?
Well, if you give me headphones.
If I knew how to do it, I would.
If you give me some headphones, I could hear.
I gotta talk to Chris.
I could hear my tone.
Spice it or something.
And I would know. And I could hear.
Spice it, yeah.
So I could hear my tone. So anyway, yes, I am on Twitter on What Fresh Hell Is This? And yeah, I'm excited because this summer I'm not going anywhere because I can't afford to go
anywhere. When are you off?
I'm off now. Like my last day was Friday. So we packed up everything. We're good to go.
Till August or September?
November.
Oh my God!
God, I know.
That's a long
time. That's a long time.
How do they expect you to survive?
We've been doing it for 5. We make it do what it do.
So you did used to be living on the edge.
Oh
sometimes,
my God! So anyway, so
you gotta watch them get them funds.
So I'm getting those screenplays out. So awesome, I'm knocking out some new stuff. So got my writing mojo back. So it's like I'm gonna be knocking.
You needed that break, so now you're back. I love it.
Yeah. So yes, just gonna be writing and getting. Look, all my friends are getting nominated for all these big awards and sci-fi and harness. Like, you know what? It's my turn.
Good.
To get some stuff out there.
Awesome. Cool. I am your host, Hilliard Guest. You guys can follow us. I'm on three. I'm off.
You okay?
You guys can follow me on Twitter.
Who are you?
who are you? Anyway, you guys can follow me on Twitter at Hilliard Guest. You guys can follow the show, Screenwriters RR on Twitter. Any questions, screenwritersrantroom@gmail.com. Please go on iTunes, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, whatever you guys listen to. Give us a 5-star review. Subscribe, follow us, tweet, you know, retweet, all that shit. We appreciate it.
Can I ask a quick question? Mm-hmm. And this is for our listeners, and you can hit Hilliard up on Twitter, or you can email him.
Tweet Lisa.
Don't tweet Lisa. You hit up Hilliard.
I'm
trying to be incognito. But this is, I'm thinking about something during for the summer for films. If, you know, normally I do like in the old days, I would be on the Saturday Night Sci-Fi tag for movies, but I'm thinking about doing something for us where it's based on screenwriting.
We need to do a panel
where I want to watch some films and live tweet. If anybody be interested in, you know, me picking out a classic film or something, and then we live tweet and we talk about the writing. Something like that. Because I'm thinking about going back and reading a lot of classic, you know, scripts that I've been meaning to read for like years. Because, you know, they have the big AFI 100 top film screenplays and stuff. And it's like, I think I've gotten through like 80. So I have about 20 more to go through. And I'm thinking, well, maybe I'll just do some live tweets of the last 20 scripts and, you know, just talk about the films, watch them, and kind of do like a classic film just for like screenwriting type stuff. So,
well, we also need to talk about...
we need to do a live panel. We
need
really
to do.
We
do a live panel. So I'm putting this out there to all the listeners.
Yes.
If you guys are at some cool school or film festival that you work at, and you want us to come do a panel, we'll record it live. You know, we'll do that, you know.
Take questions
like
from the audience.
Exactly. So, you know, I'm hopefully in LA somewhere or in California that we could just
drive
there. I
would love to do one.
If it's in another state, let us know. Yeah. And, you know, if y'all want to sponsor us, great. Like, we'll come out.
Yeah.
Hi, Chris.
We will.
Exactly.
We'll totally come out.
So, yeah, thank y'all. We appreciate y'all. You can find our new
t-shirts. There'll be a link in the show notes.
That's cool.
And there will be and there's our Patreon page that, you know, people want to support.
Donate.
His shirt is really cute. I'm kind of sitting here being jealous. Hilliard's got his shirt on. I'm sitting here with my Native American.
I mean, to me, I think the thing with the Patreon is, you know, if there's some sort of like perk that people want, you know, then send an email and we'll figure it out. So
very good.
All right, people.
Cool. Well, thank y'all. We appreciate y'all. You guys know how we do it on the Rant Room.
And wait, this is the Carl Seton. Oh. Carl, I'm real.
Y'all know how we do it on the Rant Room. On the show, we keep it real. We keep it opinionated. We keep it what, everybody?
Wakanda forever.
Peace, y'all.
Ciao.
I'ma say what I feel, and I promise to keep it real.
Welcome to the Rant Room. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, yeah. So you wanna be a rider? Well, you gotta be a rider till your fears are diminished and the doubts are behind ya. It's hard to grind and the business got me stressed. In the Rant Room, we let that shit up off our chest. You know the street nerd has got no time for no caca. Sass in class, yes, that's Mr. Bolakaja. Never have to guess when you're listening to Hilliard. He gon' bring more game than a shark playing billiards. It's all about the crap of screenwriting. It's exciting when you turn an outline into something enlightening. Your pen and words are like bullets in a gun. Write what you feel, say what you want. Welcome to the Rant Room.